This is Roberta Foster, and welcome to today's edition of the Author's Corner, brought to you by KNEO 91.7 FM, The Word. Today, I welcome Jen Bradbury to Author's Corner. She, along with Kara Powell and Brad Griffin, have written the book Faith Beyond Youth Group, which is published by Baker Books, and she'll tell you more about how to find the book at the end of the program. Let me tell you a little bit about the two authors who are not with us today. Kara Powell is the Chief of Leadership Formation and Executive Director of the Fuller Youth Institute at Fuller Theological Seminary. She serves as a youth and family strategist for Orange and speaks regularly at parenting and leadership conferences. And Brad Griffin is the Senior Director of Content and Research for the Fuller Youth Institute, where he develops research-based training for youth ministry leaders and families. He's a speaker, writer, and volunteer pastor, and has co-authored over 15 books. Today we're speaking with Jen Bradbury, who serves as Content Director for the Fuller Youth Institute and a volunteer youth pastor at her local Episcopal Church. With more than 20 years of experience in youth ministry, she's the author of several books, including The Jesus Gap, The Real Jesus, and What Do I Believe About What I Believe? Jen, thank you so much for being with us on Author's Corner.
Yeah, it's my pleasure to be here, Roberta. Thanks for having me.
So it starts out by saying the end goal of youth ministry is to form disciples with the character of Christ, yet studies indicate that about half of students drift from their faith after graduation. Can you give us a clue as to why that happens?
Yeah, so I mean, this is research that we have been part of and have been tracking for really close to 20 years at this point, that we've been seeing these feelers that people are leaving the church, they're not staying. There's a whole bunch of reasons for that. Some of what we have found is that we are not doing a great job as a whole in terms of who we are as the church and transmitting our faith to the next generation. Another piece that we have found is that we have mistaken attracting kids to a physical church body for actual real discipleship, when in reality it's falling pretty short. And as a result, when kids are quote-unquote graduating from youth group, they haven't actually been discipled in their faith. And then the third part, and most pertinent to our book, Faith Beyond Youth Group, is just this idea that for the most part, what we have found is that youth leaders, so this is youth pastors who are paid in their churches, but it's also bivocational and volunteer youth leaders. When they think about what are the goals of youth ministry, we have really forgotten that character formation is one of those goals. And what our research found is that it's that character formation piece that actually extends faith beyond youth groups. Because it's character that actually gives young people the tools and the ability to live out their faith beyond the walls of church.
Well, I have to say that it kind of surprises me that that's such an integral part of keeping the faith amongst the young people.
Yeah, absolutely. And it surprised us as well. For several reasons, you know, one, we just feel like youth leaders are doing the best they can and the best they know how to do. And so it's not like anyone that was in our research would say character formation is unimportant in discipleship. It's just that it has been so overlooked. It's like we have forgotten how much Jesus actually talks about forming character in people. When Jesus talks about, you know, do you want to know what my disciples are like? He points to love. It's how you love one another. That's a character trait. And so it's those elements that we started to really see as we went out and we interviewed people and also visited churches, that churches that were actually focusing on forming Christ-like character, not just any character, but Christ-like character, we're seeing these changes in young people that were actually translating into a longer-lasting faith.
Very good. Young people have a tendency to pick some people that they look up to. And unfortunately, in the Christian world, there's people that have started out as a good witness and have not ended up so much so. So how does seeing the character failure of people that they look up to, how does that affect our young people today?
Yeah, it's definitely affecting them. So young people are well attuned to the idea of authenticity and hypocrisy both.
Mm.
And they want to see anyone within the church, regardless of how old, if they're 90, if they're middle-aged parents, if they're young people, they want to know that a person who goes to church is going to say and act the same way inside and outside of church. And so when these character failures, when these moral failures happen, oftentimes our kids are more attuned to them even than adults who sometimes just hear so much of it that we kind of get into this mode of, well, it's just another one. We can kind of gloss over it. But for our kids, every single time they hear of another downfall of a leader that they have respected, that they have followed on Instagram, that they knew personally, it shatters them. And so one of the things that is really important is that in our research, we found that youth ministries, that churches that were really cultivating Christ-like character and lifelong faith, were doing five things that we call the Faith Beyond Youth Group Compass. And those things are that they're cultivating trust, that they're modeling growth, that they're teaching for transformation, that they are making meaning, and that they are practicing together. And this idea of how do we respond to the moral and character failures really shows up in all five of those elements. Because we want young people to see us actually fail well, is how we would put it. This idea of modeling growth, that young people don't need us to be perfect, but they need us to own our mistakes, and they need to be able to see people who follow Jesus make things right when they mess up. They also need help, and this is such an important role for both youth pastors, but also for parents and for grandparents, because they need help in making meaning out of the times when they see people fail in terms of their characters. And so for someone to come alongside and say, you know, what happened? What did you see as you have been following this story? Where did people fail to follow Jesus? What would you have liked them to do? How would you do this different if you were faced with that same situation?
Yeah.
Those are all ways that we can then take these sort of news headlines and help our young people to interpret them and to integrate them into their faith in a way that will, again, help their faith to have some long-lasting foundations for them.
Well, that's great. Well, we're going to talk more about this compass in just a moment. I'm talking with Jen Bradbury about the book Faith Beyond Youth Group, which is published by Baker Books, and you are listening to Author's Corner. I'm Roberta Foster. Well, if you miss any part of today's interview or would like to hear it again, you can now find it on your favorite podcast provider or through KNEO.org. So you mentioned the compass, and you've kind of gone over them real quickly. Why don't you tell us again what those five compass points are and how they help with developing that Faith Beyond Youth Group?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Roberta. So our research found that youth ministries and churches that were nurturing character were doing five things. The first one was that they were cultivating trust. So this is the idea that they were actually intentionally forming trust-filled relationships between young people and themselves, so adults to young people, but also teenager to teenager. And that really lays the foundation for relational ministry that's radically focused on Jesus.
Yeah.
And that's a piece of what we see as being so critical to this cultivation of Faith Beyond Youth Group. The second element is this idea of modeling growth. And so that says that a young person doesn't need the adults in their life to be perfect. Instead, we need to be authentically us, authentically imperfect, And that means that when we make a mistake, we've got to own it, acknowledge what went wrong, ask for forgiveness, and make it right.
Mm.
Because if young people see the mistake,
yes,
they can see us work through the process of forgiveness and reconciliation, which is such an instrumental piece of character formation. And then the third piece is to teach for transformation. So one of the things that was really striking to us as we went and visited different churches is that youth ministries that were really cultivating character were not focused on one-way information transmission. That as much as we would like to be able to get up there and talk at someone, that does not actually transform anybody's character. And so when we're talking about teaching for transformation, we're talking about this idea that teaching has to be about engagement, that it has to be about a mutuality.
Mm.
It's the way that Jesus actually engaged his disciples by asking questions and telling stories and sharing his authority with the people who followed him. And then the fourth and fifth parts of the compass really go together, and it's this idea of practicing together and making meaning. So practicing together, we talk about this in the same way that we think about you need to go out and you need to exercise in mm-hmm. order to teach your body how to have muscle memory. We want to be able to teach young people how to have muscle memory of what it means and what it looks like to live out their Christ-like character in the world around them. So we want to do this together. We want to do this in ways that give them safe opportunities to fail and to learn from that mistake, so that eventually their Christ-like character becomes the reflexive response to any situation that they face. And then the fifth piece of that is the making meaning, which says that young people are always looking to make meaning out of their experiences mm-hmm. around them. And we see this even in the following and the fandom that Taylor Swift has. You know, she's a queen of helping young people to make meaning.
Hmm.
And we actually think that Jesus did this long before anyone else.
Yeah.
And that he looked at the world and he asked questions and he helped his followers to integrate their experiences into what was their reality. And so by asking questions, where did you see God? How is God present in this experience? Where did you wish you experienced God's presence
mm-hmm.
more? Where did and didn't you see people behave in a Christ-like manner? Those are all ways that we teach young people how to make meaning.
Mm. Well, there's so much in your book. And so, Jen, why don't you tell our listening audience, and especially for youth group leaders, how they can find out more about this? And do you have additional resources that go along with your book?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can get Faith Beyond Youth Group anywhere books are sold. We also have a website, faithbeyondyouthgroup.com, and you can learn more about the book there, but you can also get other tidbits about our research as well as some free resources there.
Wonderful. So I've been talking today with Jen Bradbury, who co-wrote Faith Beyond Youth Group with Kara Powell and Brad Griffin, and it is published by Baker Books, and we thank him for providing a copy to talk about today. Bethany, I thank you so much for all the effort you and the others have put into this book, and just really appreciate your time today.
All right. Thanks so much, Roberta.
And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in. This is Roberta Foster on the Author's Corner. Join me again next time.
For 60 years, Crowder College has been empowering students to soar to new heights, from agriculture to education, to business, sports, and the newest technologies. Crowder always has something interesting going on. I'm Adam Winkler of KNEO Radio. Join me each week as I talk to a different person from Crowder College about what's been happening and what's coming up next. It's the Insider's Guide to All Things Crowder. Subscribe today to the This Week in Crowder College podcast, available from the Sky High Podcast Network.